if you went to the auction, we would have as much as £1 million in that auction. And it was done in 22 minutes, the selling. It started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the end of the auction was 8:22, and as much as £1 million per day.
That's lumper Jim Dwyer speaking about the old days of New Bedford's seafood auction.
They did not visibly take the fish off board the boat. Fish was sold on a captain or a skipper's reputation.
Sharon Cummings, longtime waterfront worker.
If you were a fisherman, a boat owner, or a captain who was a messy captain, you didn't take care of your fish, you didn't put them in the bins right, you didn't ice them good, maybe at certain times of the year you should have gutted them, you didn't gut them, you may not have good fish when you brought it in. Buyers weren't going to buy from you. They just weren't going to do it. And if they did buy from you, if you were someone who decided you didn't like the price, you were going to hold your fish for a week, you were going to get a much worse price a week later. Okay. But there were certain people in the fleet that we called highliners. They always brought in loads of fish, and they always brought in good product. And they got good prices for their product because of the way they worked.
I had a grace period there of minutes from 8:15 to 8:17. You could change your mind and wipe off. And that's when you see the calamity then.
Retired auctioneer Paul Swain recalls the hectic pace.
You had to learn the guys by his voice. You couldn't turn around. You had to know him by his voice. So you'd be taking these bids, erasing. Then some guys, they'd get in there, especially on scallops. A guy came in and the boat would be loaded with all scallops, and they got the hail and where they got them. And the guy would say, give him 550. And the other guy said, 550 across the board. So you're right there, the value, the new price, and then you write the initial down the bottom, wipe the other guys and put his, and you just about get back. And the guy said, give him 560. So you go back. You go back and forth, and it was really hectic. And then the part that really got me was when they had a hurricane season. Well, that board isn't very big, I don't know if you know. Well, when there'd be a hurricane, there'd be 50 boats come in. And it had 50 on the board. You'd have three in one spot like that, or four sometimes. And they probably wouldn't have much fish, but they still, according to the city contract and the union contract, they had to go on the board. So they had 500 pounds or better, they had to go on the board. And, you know, it's pretty hectic when you go there. They most of them would have, like, haddock, cod, flounders, and then yellowtail and so on, all the species there. And you'd have to go down each one as they give you a new bid. Then the other part was comical is when the auction's over, you got, say, 10 boats, and you only got so many places to go unload. Everybody has different signals, and this and that, and one means go way down, and the other one means go this way. It was like a race to see them going down there. All the boats, to get there to get the first tour, because if you don't get the first tour, you don't start loading until noontime. Then. A lot of times it was near collisions as they went south.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from Mass Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.